Good evening.
Hey, Tina, you with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Okay, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to you and let you give us our opening selection.
Okay. Oh, Lord, my God. When I find all the wonders, consider all the world thy hand has made. I see then sings my soul, my Savior God. How great thou art. How great thou
art.
God bless you.
Great God. Thanks. Then the open prayer this week is going to be done by Minister Josephine Duff.
Our precious Father, we come before you as humble as we know how. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Father God, we know without you, God, we can do nothing. But we thank you, God, for everything, praise God. Oh, God, you are God, and you are God alone. And besides you, there is no other God. So, God, we just thank you right now, God, for what you're about to do on this service tonight, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us for our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen, Father God. And God, I just ask you, bless everyone that's on the line tonight, God. Oh, God, touch our ears, God. Open up our ears, God, our understanding, God. Give us wisdom, God, and knowledge, God, on how to receive your word tonight, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said we have to hide your word in our heart that we may not sin against thee. And Father God, you bless the teacher like never before. Use her, God, or him, whoever it is, God, that you have to teach tonight, God. God, you know what we need on this line tonight. So, God, we give it all to you, God. And we say praise God. Thank you. For everything, praise God. Thank you for the night service and bless the speaker like never you in your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mrs.
Thank you.
Okay, let's welcome everybody back at Thursday night Bible study. So we're going to continue our lesson to talk with God. And tonight, our teacher is going to be, is Pastor Bearwell. So we're going to work on there and turn it right up with you.
Thank God.
Minister Carolyn Street.
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Minister Carolyn Street is going to teach tonight.
Okay, so I got it all wrong. I thought it was Pastor Bearwell. Okay.
Okay, so
we'll turn it over to Mr. Street then.
Thank you, and I always love to hear someone else. It's like fixing a meal. I always love to eat a meal that somebody else has fixed. But I have to do my part as unto the Lord. I want to be obedient. Right. Yesterday, as I was talking to Mother Richardson, and the thought came to my mind, rising early, to talk with God. And Brother Robert gave this lesson this Thursday night, Talking with God. That's a beautiful title for it. We are told that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. With this being said, the school system started serving breakfast to the children that didn't get to eat breakfast before they left home for school. The statistics showed that children that had a hearty breakfast, that ate breakfast, did a lot better and they listened than the others that didn't. So they started doing this. But as I was thinking, I said, in God's holy word, Mark, the first chapter, the 35th and 36th verse, says, in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Who went out? It was Jesus. Jesus was our perfect example. He went out to pray to his Father. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. Jesus is our perfect example. He did not instruct us to do anything that he didn't do himself. As we were looking, Jesus is our perfect example, and Mark shows us Jesus' high priority in his ministry. Rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed. He went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And there we see the secret. When God tells us to go into our secret closet, a secret is something that's not known or seen, not meant to be seen by any other. When you pray, Matthew 6:6 says that, but go into your room or secret closet and close the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Our Father which sees us in secret will reward us openly. In Genesis 22:3, remember when Abraham was tested concerning his parental love? Verse 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and cleared the wood for the burnt offering. And he rose up and went up unto the place of which God had told him. Now that was obedience. He knew what he was going to do, and he was being obedient to do as unto God. We know how the story ended. God provided a ram and a bush for him. There are some Bible verses that are relevant to praying early in the morning. Psalm 5:3 says, oh Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I plead my case to you and watch. When you get up early in the morning intending to talk to God, we plead our case to him, and then we can sit back and see how he's going to answer that prayer for us. It's very important to get up early and talk to God. Remember, God never sleeps. He don't slumber. He's always there waiting for us to cry out to him. Psalm 63:1a, it says, oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. Psalms 90:14 says, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all of our days. When we know how God is, how good God is to us, how he prepares ways for us, how he, when we are going somewhere, how he always makes a way for us to get there safe of where we're going. His love is unfailing. He always keeps us in line, and he helps us. He keeps us safe because he knows that what his son told us, that the enemy is here to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Psalms 119:147-148. I get up early in the morning to pray to you. I trust what you say. And this is David praying to God, and he trusted how God directed him and how God had him to do what he had to do as unto him. Before the day begins, before distractions loom, spend some time with God. Especially when you're working, you got to go on your secular job, and you don't know how you left it the day before and how things weren't going well. But if we stay on our face before God early that morning when we get up, he will fix things for us that there will be the peace in the valley, so to speak. God hears our voice at any time of the day. But in the morning we can hear our hearts yearning before the distractions of a busy day. Loom, speak up, plead your case, then watch and wait with the morning. Hosea 2:13-14 reminds us of God's powerful love. Lamentations 3:22-23 reminds us of God's faithfulness every day. God allows us to see. He is faithful to us. No matter what the situation is, we can cry out to him and he is there right with us. Why not do it early in the morning? It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. He never gives us anything old. It's new. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Moses goes early in the morning to worship and read the book of the covenant in the hearing of the people. He woke up early to read that to them. He could have said, you take it and read it for yourself, but he didn't. He followed the instructions of God. He got up early and he went to read it in their ears so they could hear it from him. Moses rose early in the morning to meet the Lord, rose early in the morning to meet the Lord. And that was Exodus 34:4. Joshua rose early in the morning to heed God's specific instructions. That's Joshua. We read about that in Joshua 12:15. Gideon rose early in the morning to find the Lord's favor on him. Judges 6:38-7:1. There are many, many of God's servants rising early in the morning to meet the master for the assignment. Just a nugget to think about. See, I am not just speaking to the choir. I am speaking with all of us, me included. We need to start making special preparations to pray as unto the Lord. We see how God, when we get these requests, how God are blessing the ones that have requested prayer and that we are praying for, asking God to move in their behalf, and we get good reports back that they are healed, or God brought them through it. We know that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And for them to get up early, for his servants to get up early back in the Bible days to do what thus says the Lord, we should think about the very same thing. I remember whenever I was taking care of my mother and I was taking care of my husband, both of them were sick, I would get up early in the morning to get my scripture read because I'd be so busy after work during the day that I wouldn't have time to do it. I would get up early in the morning and get my scripture done and do my devotion as unto the Lord. Sometimes we get away from things like that, but we should never forget how God blesses us. We should always make him proud of us to the things that we do as unto him. As unto him, we can do as unto him. And just think about it. Getting up early in the morning, might not be for 5 or 10 minutes early, but if you lay down with that in your mind and get up with that, that would please God so much. Let's make the devil mad. Let's pray more than we are praying. Let's lift up our voices to God and cry out to him, because he's the one that's going to see us through what we are going through. And these are my few words to you in Jesus' name. Back to you, Brother Robert.
All right, thank you. Okay, our 30 seconds tonight is gonna be done by Chris.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I want to say, Minister Street moves into my message on my 32nd. When you were talking about prayer, that's what I had already said 2 weeks ago before I was called to do the 32nd. My mission tonight is doing our Bible study. Brothers and sisters, some have been sick. My message tonight is prayer work. Amen. You have to pray 3 times a day. Yes. And you put him in the line again. And God blocked the line jaw so no harm came to him. Mm. Paul and Silas were put in jail. They were there for a foreign night, but joy came in the morning. Hezekiah was supposed to die. He pointed God his house in order, but he turned his face to the wall and he prayed, and God gave him 15 more years.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Okay,
let's go ahead and open the line up for input update.
I would like to, good evening. I would like to request a prayer, continue prayer for Brian Streeter, who has stage 4 cancer. It's my grandson's father. So I'm just asking, continue to pray through his treatment, and I know God will do it. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
I want to ask that for Medicare levels.
I'm requesting prayer for a friend of mine. Her name is Katina Harris, and the doctor wants to say she has cancer up in her chest area. And I'm praying for my godfather, Elder Andrew Floyd. He's at stage 4 renal failure. And y'all just continue keeping them in prayer.
I'd like to put my neighbor on the prayer list. I can't remember how to pronounce his name, but they declared his brain dead. And he's in Asheville in the hospital, but I just had to put my neighbor on prayer. It's his family.
My brother lost his wife. His name was Larry Jackson.
Okay,
Larry
Jackson, okay. Okay, moving right along.
Robert, Robert, this is Ruth. Before we move forward, I just want to ask that we will pray for all the bereaved families, because it is quite a few requests that have come in for lost loved ones. And so let us pray for all bereaved families that God will strengthen them and heal their heart.
And I was just listening, talking to Sister Stella earlier, and she was telling me about what had happened with Sister, and I happened to ask what her name was, and she the last name was Jackson. I thought that's my pastor's sister-in-law. So just continue to pray for him.
Okay.
And I also want to add a prayer request to my great niece. She's 9 years old, and she's going through emotional problems that she's actually inflicting pain to herself. And it's a burden. It's a heavily burden for mom and her grandmom. And I just pray for my great niece. Her name is Layla.
Okay.
Right along.
Okay, we're going ready to roll call.
Good evening.
Last week we had 35 people, if no mistake, on the line, and we thank God for you. Lee and Virginia?
Yeah.
Dennis and Sandy?
Here.
Richard and Willamette. Janet.
Here.
Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Oli.
Here.
Gloria?
Yeah.
Reverend Maddox?
Here.
Pastor Burwell?
Here.
Gracie? Sandra?
Here.
Denise? Morris?
Here.
Devil?
Here.
Barbara?
Here.
Linda?
Here.
Devil Jackson?
I'm in three. Oh, let's see, that's right.
Lorraine?
Here.
Ken and Carla? Chris and Dorothy?
Here.
Josephine?
Here.
Carla? Charlotte?
Here.
Renee? Angela?
Here.
Cynthia? Tim?
Here.
Tina?
Here.
Charles?
Here.
Donna? Tonda? Miss Jessup?
Here.
Wanda? Ronald? Francis? Michael? Tanya? Valencia? Lisa?
Oh, what's Tanya here?
Lisa's here.
Fran? Okay. Fran?
Here.
Valencia? Kamari?
Here. Here.
Asante?
Here.
Darion?
Here.
Did I miss anyone? I miss anyone? Back to you, Robert.
Can they set your number? Okay. Now, for next week, our opening prayer is going to be done by Deborah Bradford. Our 32nd is Sandra Mayer. Okay? And we're going to turn it over to Pastor Burwell since I tried to get her to teach tonight. We'll turn it over for our food prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you right now for everything that you've done this far. We thank you for how you took care of each and every one of us throughout the week, each and every day, through the hot sun and all. We thank you, God. We thank you for anything that we have done, God, wrong. We ask you to move it out, God. Clean us up, God. Touch our heart, God. Search our heart, God. If you see any wickedness in us, God, move it out, God. And strengthen us and create in us a clean heart. And renew the right spirit in us. Help us to walk upright, God. Oh, God, and shun evil. We thank you for this day. We thank you for our teacher. Point out her heart tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for everything. You said all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. We thank you for the purpose that you have for each one of us, God. Lord, I thank you in advance, God. Lord, you tell us to make our request known unto you, God. Lord, that you're well able, God, to answer each request tonight, God. Lord, we thank you for the request that you already done, the people that you already healed, God. Lord, we're bringing them to you, Lord. God, remember all these stage 4 cancer. It's nothing too hard for you. You can turn it around, God. We leave it in your hand. We believe, God, by faith, God. Lord, it can be done, Lord. It's nothing too hard for you, God. We lift them up to you, God. We ask you to numb those pain in their body, God. Oh, God, and give us strength. You said we suffer and be in good health, God. Lord, we're looking for good health tonight, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for everyone that bring their child to you, God. Oh,
your word, God. You said you would never leave us and not forsake us, God. You would not leave us comfortless, God. But you send your spirit, God, Lord, to comfort every one of us, God. You know we realize, God, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, God. Lord, you make no mistake. You're too wise to do wrong, God. Lord, you're too just, God, to make any mistake, God. But I ask you to bless us tonight, God. Go with us, God. Help us to keep our mind on you, Lord. God, and watch over us as we sleep tonight. Make our sleep sweet, God. Oh, God, peaceful, God. And I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Keep our children healed, God. Keep their minds together, God. Oh, God, don't let them destroy their flesh, God. The enemy trying to destroy you, God. But I ask you to cover them, Jesus. Cover them with your blood, God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus, on these children, God. Oh, God, even their music, God. Lord, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, turn them around, God. And Lord, we ask you to bless our president, Lord. Oh, God, and bless this world, God, as a whole, God. Take them with that peace and love and understanding. And we thank you for this Bible study, God. Oh, God, let it be flourish what you want it to be, God. Lord, continue to bless every teacher, Lord. Everyone that give an encouraging word, God. Lord, restore back joy to their soul. Hey, God, we thank you today. We thank you for everything that you've done and what you're about to do. We're going to ask all these blessings in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. We are accounted done. In your name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
And we have to thank everybody for being on the line tonight. And we look forward to having all of you back here. And that said, we're going to say good night to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.